We'll start again from the Mishnah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Zog the Mishnah, the new Perek, Oysin Pasin Lebi Rois. Zog Rashi, Oysin Pasin Lebi Rois, Shebeshus HaRabim. In the public domain, in the Rishus HaRabim, Ubi Rois Atzman, and the Bi Rois are the wells, the natural wells that have spring water. Rishus HaYochid Hein. The Rishus HaYochid, why? Shamukin HaSorah. So if you have a well that's 10 deep, that's Rishus HaYochid, sitting in the Rishus HaRabim, so Ein Yochol HaMalaz Mehen, so you can't draw water for the oil regolim when they pass by and they're going to be oil regal. So they made a special heta for them that instead of building a mechitz all around it, which they're not going to do, so they're not going to be oil regal, they allowed a special heta of oisin pasin. They placed L-shaped pasin in the corners. Lohochin lohem hekef shu'a pasin alolu oisin esvivois habor hushuz ayochid. Those L-shaped corners, one amma going in one direction in a 45-degree angle with another amma in the corner, if you place those in four corners, it makes the inside within these corners into Rishus HaYochid. And therefore, you can draw water from the well and quench the thirst of the animals, and you will not have an excuse not to be Oleh Regel because it's not taken from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabim because it has a special din of Mechitzes. Now, even though it's Poritz Merubah Lo'imit, it's totally breached because the Pasei Birois are apart from one another, 10 ammas in between. From one corner to another corner is 10 amas, or 13 according to Rabbi Yehuda, even 13.3. But the point is, it's a Poritz Merubah Lo'imit, a special heter that they gave over here that has a din mechitzas. V'yamal v'yoytz v'niach shom v'tikones behem tev yishkeno. Now, zok the Mishnah, oisim pasin libirois, we allow these pasin to be placed around these wells, arbod yumdin nir kishmoina. These are four corners, but they really look like eight because each corner is composed of two panels that are made of an amma each. So the 45-degree angle is really one corner, but it's really two. So every corner is two, so it's 2, 4, 6, 8. So it's arba diumdin for these du amudin. Du means two. Two amudim of an amma each are near kishmoina, which are really like eight. Now, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's a beautiful shita. It's not enough to have four in the corners, which is like eight, but rather the middle between the diumdin, you also have to place a panel over there, a pshuto, meaning not a L shape, not a 45-degree angle panel, but a regular panel. Rashi says that panel also has to be a roichav of an amma, of shisha tvachim, just like the diumdin are each one an amma in the corner. So to the pshutim that go in the middle, in all four corners in the middle, in all four centers in the middle, between the diumdin, on the top, on the bottom, the right, the left, they all have to have an amma of width. Other Rishonim say, it could be a kol shu. So the Mishnah continues, what are the criteria of these diumdin? Goyven asar, they have to be 10 tvachim tall, like a mechitza. The roich von shisha, and they have to be 6 tvachim wide, which is an amma, that's going on the diumdin. The pshutim is not so poshut if it's going on that, because Rashi says it is, but other Rishonim say it could be a mashu. But Roich van Shisha, according to Rashi, would also be going on a pshutin. V'oivyam kolshu, the width could be anything. Ubeineyem, and the distance between the diumdin, is kamole shtei ravokois, shal sholosh sholosh bokar, the size that it takes to place two pairs of ravokois. A rifka of a bokar is three animals. So 3 plus 3 is 6 to place 6 animals. Each animal takes up 1 2/3 of an amma. So 3 animals is 5 ammas. And another 3 animals, another 5 ammas is 10 ammas altogether. 1 2/3 times 6 is 10 ammas. Divrei Meir. So the 10 ammas is the space you can have between the diumdin, of the space of poros. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shel arba kshura, shel arba. You can have 4 animals. If it sets of 4, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, it comes out to another 2 animals, not 10 amas, but another 3 amas and a third. So it ends up being 13 and a third. That's how much the area can be, space between the diumdin, space that's poritz. Zok the Mishnah Baita Kshurois, the animals have to be tied. Zok Rashi, it's a chumrah that it's Kshurois. Lamait Merevach Shebeneim, so it should not be spread out. That's the size that it has to be. Now these animals are under a yoke, under oil, either 3 or 4 together. Now the Rishonim Bavarn, Rabbeinu Yonason, he says that even though in the weekday they go like this under an oil, but on Shabbos they don't. We're talking about Shabbos now. Oil regal, Yontif. The pshat is, because the truth is, he says in the weekday they also drank from this well. So if the diumdin would be in a distance that it would interfere with these yokes that the animals go through with when they're under a yoke, they would knock down the diumdin. So we want it to be a distance that it wouldn't knock it be knocked over when they're under the yoke. So that's why three animals together, 3 plus 3 is 6, or 4, 4 plus 4. So that would be either 8 animals or 6 animals, because even though in Shabbos Yom Tov they don't go under this oil, but since in the week they do, and they also, in the week that they do, and they draw water from this well, so on Shabbos you want it to be that distance, so it shouldn't be knocked over the Yumdin. And then the Mishnah says another condition, Achas Nichneses V'Achas Yoytzes. And here Rashi says this is a Kula, meaning you don't have to have that the Eser Amos Ametzumtzomos, there could be Shoychakos, there could be Soichakos, a little expanded. So too over here, it's what's it called? Nichneses v'achas yoytzes. So it gives a little more space. One are going in northern direction, one are going southern direction. They're different directions. That's how they also draw water from the well. It's like a two-way street. Some are going one direction, some are going the other direction when they draw the water. So this is the yesod of the diumdin. Now, the question that's asked and that's discussed by the Rishonim, and Tois really asked the question, L'chayre, we know, in fact, Tois says, Ois and Abed Yumdin, Hoda Omer Le'el, with the Gemara said in Daf Tezva before, Hochi Agmer Achmona Le'moisha, Le'tifre Tzguba. They now have Rav, that's Poritz. Can I Poritz move Al Oymed? So, Ibiz, how do you allow? What's that to possibly Royce? Even Oil Regolim, you have Poritz move Al Oymed. Zok Teisvis, Hainu Hech Deleka Shem Dalet Mechitzis, Ki Hocha, the whole week of Bechotzad, Amma Mikan, Amma Mikan, Choshev Pesach. So, Tois is saying a bigger side than Abchaim in Sefer and Hilchos Shabbos is Masbe's side based on this Tois. That true, Be'etzim, Esa Amis is a Pirza. And Poetz Muv Aloimit would not work. There's not Mechitza. But since over here you have a shame Dalet Mechitzas, where do you have a shame Dalet Mechitzas? Because we look at the Diumdin as a shame Dalet Mechitzas, every corner, every 45 degree angle corner, we look at it as a Mechitza, that one Ame is as if it's a Mechitza, you're going in all directions, so you have a shame of Dalet Mechitzas, once you have a Mechitza. So then the opening is not called a Pirza, it's called a Pesach. What's the Chisaron in Pirza? Pirza means that it's breached. But once it's a Pesach, it's not a breach. You can have an enclosed area that has an opening to enter and to exit. So that's not called a Pirza, that's a Pesach. So because you have a shame, what makes something into a Pesach? Because you have a wall around it, so it's a Pesach. So being over here that you have a shame, Dalet Mechitzas, so a male of the Pirza can be called a Pesach, and a male won't be Chisaron, even though it's part of Rubal Oymet. That's what Tosfos learns, and that's what Chaim explains the Yesod in Impossible Royce. Now, other Rishonim learn different. The Rashba and other Rishonim learn that the Be'etzim, the Psul of Parts Merubah Lo'omid is a Rabbanon de Kapsul. Because with the Rais, even Parts Merubah Lo'omid would not be Chitzar in the Mechitza. So since it's the Rabbanon de Kapsul, so the Rabbanon were Makel for Oile Regolim. For Oile Regolim, they allowed, even though it's Parts Merubah Lo'omid. That's what the Rashba says. Rashi in Sukkot Av Zayin says that through the Diumdin, it's considered that it's mukaf from Dalet Ruchos. The Diumdin gufa make it that it's mukaf. So you don't see Pirza. You don't see Pirza because of the Diumdin. But Tois is saying you have Pesach. Since you have a shame Dalet Mechitzas, so we see the Pirza as a Pesach. Now, Remain and Mishnah requires that besides having the Diumdin, you also have Pshutin in the middle. Panels in the middle to break up the area of the space. Now, Tosis over here has a kasha right away in the second Tosis of Abba Pshutin. Maybe the Pshutin should be nisbatel because you have Avri on both sides. So if you have Avri on both sides, so then what does the Pshutin do? It's mevatelit. Zok Tosis, the legabe oil regolim mikilu v'ukma de reisa. But oil regolim, they're a makel and you don't say osi avira dagisu mevatelit. That's the Tosis answer to the kasha. Now, we're trying to understand why is this a kasha? This kasha is a kasha because the pshutin are mashu, or the kasha is a kasha even if the pshutin is an amma. So if the pshutin are mashu, so then maybe there's osi avir da'agis ha'agis mevatle. But we're trying to say, if the pshutin have a shear of gimel tvachim or dalet tvachim, that's a mokum choshev, it depends according to Shimon Gamliel or Rabbonon, what's called not lovud. So that's why avira can't be mevatle. There's no avira mevatle because it's a shear choshev. Now, why is it an amma? Because the Diumdin are an Amah, so we say these are an Amah too. But Be'etzim, it's Gimel or Dalet Tvachim, so that's why it's not in this battle. But if it's a kol shu, then takad will be a kasha. That's what Tosis says, that there's no avir mevatale because of kulav eler regolim. But maybe Tosis doesn't hold like Rashi that it was ama or it was gimel or dalet. It could have been a mashu too. Because this really a machlokes v'shoinim. Rashi says it was an ama, but the Ritva says that those pshutin were a kol shu. So according to Rashi, there's no avir dasi agis mevatale. According to it's a shir choshev. Now, according to the Ritva, and that's what the Tosfos says, Behedya, Shir Choshev is not in this battle, Adi Osavir Dagisa Dagisim Vatale. According to the Ritva, that it's a Kol Shuhu, so you have this Kash of Osavir Dagisa, so Tosfos answers, that Mishum Oiler Golem, they are Kelu. The Ran says a different Yesoid. The Ran says as follows. Zok the Ran, that what's the whole Yesoid why Remeya needs a Poshet in the middle? It's because you want to be Mavatal, the Shir, that it shouldn't be Yud Amis. The Meir is talking about the Gemara is going to say later a specific space in between. So you remember mevatel the shir. So for that, a kol shu is enough. A kol shu is mevatel the shir. You don't have to have a shir choshev as long as you have a mashu that breaks up the shir. Now, what about the din of ose avira da hagita hagisa mevatle? So ein chlami breaks up the shir. But what about the avir that's mevatlet? So zok the Ran, since by pasi birois it's kosher even though it's pots mubala oimed, that means. If Poritz Mubala Oimed is not a problem, that means we look at it like Poritz Koimed. That means there is no Poritz over here that can be Mavatal the Oimed. What's the word in Os Avir Da Avir Mavatale? When is Avir Da Hayigitz Mavatale? Avir is Mavatal is when you need Oimed Maruba. When you need Oimed Maruba ala Poritz, then Avir can be Mavatal the Oimed, Zok Duran. Mashenkin over here where Poritz Mubala Oimed is not a problem. We look at it like Poritz Koimed. So Mela, Poritz cannot be Mevatel the Oimed. So there's never a problem of Osi Avir Dagisa Udagisa Mevatele. Not like Tosis answers because they kill a boy like Golem. There's no Osi Avir the Mevatele because over here there's no problem of Poritz Mubala Oimed. We look at it as Poritz Koimed. So the Avir cannot be Mevatel. The Poritz cannot be Mevatel the Oimed. And that's why there's no problem of Osi Avir Dagisa Mevatele. Even though it's a Kolshu. Zok the Mishnah Vayta Mutal Hakriv LeBe'er. You're allowed to take those Pasibi Rois and place those 45-degree L-shaped corners closer into around the bear. Uvavachte Pogah Roishav Ruba Bifnim V'Shoisa. As long as when the animal drinks, the majority of the animal should be within these boundaries. You want to make it smaller, you can make it smaller, but the Pora has to be within that area and drink and not take the water out of the Mechitzas. Dr. Ashi, uvachte misvasa be'er at bena pasin kidei roishav rubishal parah. So the parah can be in that area. Aval botzim, if it's smaller than that, loy, dilma mamshech acha parasoy, then the person will follow his parah, umapik ledav lechutz mechitza, and will take it out of mechitza. Like the Gemara said in Shabbos Afid Aleph, that a person cannot drink from a bar if he's going to be roishav ruboy out of the area of the bar. He'll be mapik mishusa, yochil lishusa rabim. Zok the Mishnah Vayta Mutter Laharchik Dafyut Chesam and Aleph Kol Shuhu. That means you're allowed to be Marchik Kol Shuhu over here. It doesn't mean like we're always in Shas Kol Shuhu means a Mashu, but Kol Shuhu Zok Drashi Kol Mashaliboy. You're allowed to make the Hekif. You're allowed to make the Pasbi Rois as wide as large as you want, as much as Mashaliboy Chofetz. Uvachi Yabeh Pasin. As long as you add on and adjust more Pasin, there should never be an area of 10 open or 13.3 according to Rabbi Yehuda. The area of 3 animals or 4 animals. Or 3 times 2, meaning 6 animals or 8 animals. Reb Yudah Omer, that even if you want to be machket, there's a limit. Ad Beis Osayim, until 5,000 square amas, which is 100 by 150 amas, which is 5,000 square amas, that's a shear of Beis Osayim. That's the extent you can have it open and have the pasta be rois. And if you add pasin, of course, but you can have it for an area more than Beis Osayim. They told Rabbi Yehuda, when is there a limit on Beis Hasayim? When something is not a deer of an Odom, a Gina, a Karfif. So those, it's a Rishus HaYochel, but it's not really meant for the Yurin. Those is the limit of Beis Hasayim. Avlim Hoya deer, if it's used by animals, the animals are there, they live there. Oy Soyag, Oy Mukta, Oy Chotza, so then Afilo Beis Chamesh Kurin. Over here also, over here it's used. But even by human consumption, Rashi says, Zog Rashi, Vahani Pasi Birois, Dima Maskel Vachotzer. Zog Rashi, at the end of that Dima Maskel, Vahani Pasi Birois Nami, Hoylu Memein, Ruin Lishtias Odom. It's drinkable water for humans. Tashmish Dira Mal Yesuhu. It's a Tashmish Dira. It's the animal's usage, even human consumption. So Mele, it's called Tashmish Dira, it's Mukav Ladira. So there's no limit on Beis Hasayim. So Mele, Afilu Beis Chamesh Kurin, Afilu Beis Asori Kurin, mutter. So you're allowed to be machik, imarbe bepasin. There's no limit of base time, like Rabbi Yehuda says. Zok di gemara mutter lahachik kolshu uvat shiarbe bepasin, which is repetitious. That means if you make it larger, you have to add on to the pasin. Zok di gemara lema mastisin de loik chananya. Our Mishnah seems to imply not like chananya. Which chananya? The tanya oisim pasin lebor. The Brisa says as follows: you're allowed to make pasin, which are these four-cornered L-shaped pasin for a bor, for a pit, v'chavolin, and ropes like we had in earlier in the Mishnah, that those are ropes that are going in a vertical direction within three tochim of each other, heta that we said by shioga, l'shioga, only for an encampment of three people or more, chavolin l'shiora, and pasin for a bor. Now, Chananya says, chavolin lebor, chavolin work for a bor, avaloi pasin, pasin do not work for a bor. So, and we assume right now a bor and a bear is the same thing. So it says black and white, not like Chananya. It says pasin do not work for a bor, only chavolin do. Zokdi gomorrah, no, afilatem Chananya. Bor lechud, bear lechud. Bor is, like Rashi explains, bor is not a natural well which has water in there always. Bor is a pit. Now, sometimes it has water, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's bor reik ein b'mayim, there's no water in there. So since it's not always that it has water in there, so memela, the whole heta of pasin b'rois is called a shem echitza when you draw water. But if it's empty of water, if there's no water in there, then it's mevatel the shem echitza of pasin b'rois. So memela pasim do not help by a bor. Ein echinami, when it says that loy pasin, that stims is the Mishnah. Because bor lechud, be'er lechud. When does the Mishnah say pasin b'rois helps? For a be'er, but for a natural spring water, which always has water inside. So for here, there's a special dispensation, a special heta. They allow to have this mechitza called pasin b'rois, even though it's porutz merubah lo'emet. But that's only when there's water in there. So they can draw water, so we made this special heta that it's called a mechitza. But if there's no water in there, if it's a bar, which sometimes there's no water in there, so they never said the heta of pasin b'rois. So ein echinami, afilotei mechananya, bar lechud, be'er lechud. Zog Rashi, bar mayim chunosim, it's not always there. Sometimes there's no water in there. That's what Chananya asked passing over there by a bar. The zimn in the paskim, sometimes there's no water in there. Ubatli mechitzos. There's no mechitzos. There's no pasin b'rois when there's no water. The whole heter is because of the water that you want to draw. Shall behemas olagolim. Now, if there's no water, then there's no pasin. There's no pasin. There's no mechitzas. You might look like pasin. It might seem like there's pasin there, but it's not a shame mechitza. It's a shame dalad mechitzas when there's mayim inside the bar. But sometimes no mayim, so it's bottled the shame. So that's why lahutru pasin only le be'erois, only le pasin b'rois for be'er. A be'er is a natural spring which always has water. So the Mishnah could yes stim with Chananya. Ikadamri, another listener is. It was Poshet said in a different lashon. Midaloika Tani Chananya. Since Chananya did not say when he was argued on Tanakama and the Braisa, Chananya oima oisin chavolin lebor. Did you make chavolin for a bor? Upasin lebeer. Why didn't he spell out and say you make pasin lebeer? Why did Chananya just say chavolin lebor avaloi pasin? He should have said, but yes, pasin for a bear. Why didn't he say yes, pasin a bear? Is mashma that he holds that for a bear you can't make pasin either? Michal de Chananya loishna bar loishna bear. At this point, we notice the difference between bar and bear, but Chananya doesn't allow pasin for a bear. Is mashma chavolin in pasin loy? Chavolin don't work, meaning pasin don't work for a bear either. Like it says, chavolin a bar, avaloi pasin. Is mashma that pasin don't work for a bear either? Zog the mother, loishno, bear, chavolin in pasin loy, only chavolin. Zog the mother, lame, masis, loy, chananya, that would imply not a chananya, kung to this ikadamri. So the mother says, no, I feel a tame chananya, lamadikoma tanakama, kum mahadale. Tanakama said that, oisim pasin labor, you make pasin for a bor, and chavolin for a shiora. On that chananya said, no, chavolin for a bor, and not pasin. You are saying that pasin work for a bor, so I'm saying pasin do not work for a bor. Do I hold that pasin work for a bear? Of course I do. Why didn't I spell it out? Because I'm talking to Tanakama. Tanakama said, pasin work for a bar. So I'm saying, pasin do not work for a bar. But it doesn't mean the Mishnah cannot be like Chananya, lo'ilim by a bear with his natural water. You pasin work, and you don't have to worry that it is batal Hashem Mechitza. Continues the Gemara, lehim mastis in the loik Rabbi Kiva. So lo'ilim, the Mishnah is like Chananya. What about like Rabbi Kiva? It seems to imply the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva. The Tanan, Rabbi Kiva said later in the Mishnah Chobeis, echot bear harabim. When you have a natural spring water of a rabim that's used by many, uboy rabim, or a pit that's used by many, a bar, Uber ha-yochid, or a bear, a natural spring that's an individual's, oisel and pasin. So it says clearly, pasin work by a bear rabim and by a bor rabim and by bear ha-yochid, but not by a bor ha-yochid. Aval bor ha-yochid, oisel mechitzik by asorot tvachim, divrei Rabbi Akiva. You need to have a real mechitzik of asorot tvachim around a bor ha-yochid. But what we do see from Shitz Rabbi Akiva is that pasi biroi is help for bear rabim and for bor rabim. Now, by us, that's Shitz Rabbi Akiva. V'ilu hachakatoni, by us in the Mishnah, it says, where do pasi birois work for? Libirois. Libirois means only for be'erois, shel rabim, and not for bor rabim. Libirois in libirois loy. So we see clearly it does not work for boros. Now, the reason why it doesn't work for boros is because, like we said before, because a bar is something that doesn't always have water. But Rabbi Akiva clearly says it works for boros also. So l'chor, it's not like Rabbi Akiva. So, no, I feel the same Rabbi Akiva. Be'er ma'im chaim de psikalei. Since be'er ma'im chaim, which is a natural spring, it's psikalei. It's for sure going to have water in there. So lo shel rabim, lo shel yochid. Over there, we don't differentiate between rabim and yochid. There's always water in there. So meila pasin always work. The takon of pasin lebirois is wherever it is for sure going to be water. A be'er rabim, natural spring of that's used by the masses. And a be'er yochid, an individual one, it has water in there. So they made a takon of pasin. So katoni. So that's what it says in our Mishnah. Oisim pasli birois. Birois means bear rabin and bear yochid. However, bor mechunosim. If you have a bor that's which is something that you have to put water in, doesn't always have water. The loy psikalei. So loy katoni. So it doesn't mention it. It doesn't mention in our Mishnah bor de rabim. Why does it not mention it? Because it's not psikalei that has water. Enichlam, if it has water, then it would also work pasin. It's not that it doesn't coincide with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, pasin work by bar de rabim. Our Mishnah would also hold like that theoretically. It's like psikale, it doesn't mention it because it's not always something that has water. So mele loy katoni. Now, what's the reason of Rabbi Akiva that does mention bar de rabim? And he differentiates and he says bar de yochid not. Zogt Rashi, bar de rabim, paske maya, mitkra hadodi velo mitaltel hosom. When there's water that stopped in there, and there's normal water in there, and it's empty. Since it's bar de rabim, one reminds one another it's still rabim, and the namatatl over there, they say, oh, don't carry. There's a pasim, not going to work because there's no water in there. So bar de rabim, the reason why it helps is because mitka adodi. Mashing bar de yochid, you don't have that maila. You don't have rabim mitka adodi. So that's where Bekiva holds that bar de rabim is mitka adodi and it works pasim, but bar de yochid not. By bear, the yochid have to worry because bear always has water in there. But for bar the yochid, you have to worry. So Rabbi Akiva is mechalkin bar yochid and bar rabim. Our Mishnah is loy psikalei. Our Mishnah doesn't mention it because it doesn't always have water. So mele, it's not something that is going to mention that bechal the din of passing work. The Rabbi Akiva tells too the din of kogin loy haner. That we just like we find that yochid is not a read loy haner because shemayata, he might come to adjust the fire, the candle. But if there's two people reading, shtayim allowed to be koyelar in there because they're mitka adodi, they remind one another. So here also, that's this yisoid that bor de rabim, even though it can possibly not have water in there, but mitka adodi, and that's where passing would help. As long as the water is in there, and you don't have to worry about it emptying and using and being metaltal, because mitka adodi by rabim. So the oilam is saying the mishnah could coincide with the bekiva too, and be'etzem bor de rabim, passing would also work. Zogdimor, the third person that it's not like, Leim Asisin Deloik Rabbi Ben Bava. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Ben Bava. The Tanan, Rabbi Ben Bava says as follows, Rabbi Ben Bava Oimel, Ein Oisim Pasin Ela Leber HaRabim Belvad. It says you only make Pasin for Ber HaRabim. And now by us, it doesn't seem to differentiate. Our Mishnah says, Oisim pasli birois. Birois means all birois, all be'eris. Shal yochid and shal rabim. Viloch katoni le birois. Loish shal rabim, loish shal yochid. So it's not like Rabbi Yudim Ben Bovet. It says that birois is only shal rabim. And here we're saying pasin help even for birois of yochid. Zog demoga no, afilatem Rabbi Yudim Ben Bovet. My birois, our assumption is incorrect. Birois doesn't mean birois, all types of be'eris, shal rabim and shal yochid. No. Birois means birois the alma. Be'eris of rabim. The Alma, all different types of bearers of Rabbim, those pass in work. But lo olam it coincides with Rabbi Ben Bava that for a Ber HaYochid, it doesn't work. Zogt the Gemara, I feel it, Rabbi Ben Bava, my Birois, Birois the Alma. That's what it's referring to, Birois the Alma. Birois the Alma, it taka works, pass in. But Ein Chanami, If it's a Ber HaYochid, Passin wouldn't work. The reason why it wouldn't work is because the takona of Passin was not meant for a Yochid. It was meant for Rabbim. So even though there's always water in there by a Ber, but Passin was meant for Birois of Rabbim Boiler Regolim. It's not relevant to a person in the backyard, an individual, to have time to be Seimachon Passin. Zog the Gemara, my Diumdin. It says, the Passi Birois of Arba Diumdin. What's the Lashon of Diumdin? Omer Rabbi Yirmi ben Elozar, Diu Amudim. Diu is a Lashon of two. Two Amudim. It's two Amudim, each one an Amma, in a corner, 45-degree L-shaped angle. Those are the two Amudim that we're mater Passi Birois for Eli Rigolim. Zog the Gemara, Diu Lemenuda Shvach Zunis Niskalkul B'midu Shloisha Simon. Tanan Osem Rebido Oimer Kol HaShitin Pturin. All inferior type of inferior type of figs. Zog Rashi. Shitin, mine te'enim rois. So those, usually, you have to worry about when you take something, acquire something from an Amoritz, that maisa wasn't taken off, the proper tithe wasn't taken off. It's called mai. But when you have inferior products, the Amoritz takes off maisa. He's only cheap on taking off maisa when it's something that's choshev, something that's an important fruit, he takes off maisa, doesn't mind. So when you buy that type of second class fruit from the Amoritz, you don't have to worry about my. So Tanan Osem Rebido Oimer Kol HaShitin, all these secondary Tainas Royes, Tainim Royes, and all types of inferior fruits are Pturin. You don't have to worry about my. Chutz Min HaDiyufra. Diyufra is a very chashev fruit. Over there, you have to worry that he didn't take off Maisa. Zok Rashi, the reason why they put Potter, the Chev and the Royes, saying, Lechos Alayu, he's not cheap about them. I'm Oretz V'Israel, he took off Maisa. But Diyufra is choshev, so mele not. What is Diyufra? My Diyufra. Oma'ula, Ilona Oysa Diyuperes B'Shona. A tree that produces fruits twice a year. That's Lashon of Diyu. Diyumdin, we said, is two amudin. So that comes in over here, this Gemara. The Gemara is going to continue. I got it, the Gemara, about the Lashon of Diyu. Diyu means two. So over here, it's called Diyufra. It's Moitzi Peres, Diyu Pera. Diyufra, twice a year, it produces fruits. Omer Rabbi Yirmi ben Elozar, Diyu parts upon him, Hoylo Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon had two faces when he was created. Shenemar, Ochor v'kedem, front and back, Tziatoni, you created me. Ksiva, even Hashem l'kim sa tzela. Hashem created the tzela. Rav Shmuel Chadoma, parts of was a face. The face of Chava was in the back of Adam. And that's, he removed and he made the tzela. V'chadoma, Zanov, there was a tail that Adam had, that he removed. Bishlam lamandam ha-partzuf, ha-nechsiv ochav ha-kerem tziyatoni. That's a front and a back, two faces, chavez and Adam's. Elamandam is no, zanav, it was a tail, my ochav ha-kerem tziyatoni. That doesn't coincide. It's not two partzufim, ochav ha-kerem, front and back. Zog demoga kid Rab Ami, it's going on something else. Dom Rab Ami, ochav ha-maisa breishis. Adam Rishon was the last to be created in Shesh Meis Breishis, before him was created the earth and the sun and the moon and all the different Briyas on the 6 days. Adam Rishon was only the 6 day. So he was Ochalam, the last in Meis Breishis, V'kedem lepironiyos. Ochal v'kedem, he was the last to create it and the first to be punished. Zogdemar Bishlam, Ochalam Meis Breishis, I understand. The Lo Ivrad Ma'ale Shabbat, he wasn't created till Friday. Ela v'kedem lepironiyos, where was he the first to be punished? Mahi, Ilay Mishum Klola, if it's going on the klala, and offer toshuv, you're gonna die. Hobbit chila, that's it. He wasn't the first to get klala. Hobbit chila niskala nochash. First the nochash was punished. Will observe niskala chava and then chava. Will observe niskala adam. So he was the third. Elo lemabul. It means he was the first to be destroyed by the mabul. Now that not adam arishon, but mankind. Adam was the first. Where do we know this? Tichsiv. Vayimach eskola ikuma shal pnei adama me adam biad behema. It was destroyed by the Mabul from Adam till Behemoth. So he was the first to be destroyed by the Mabul, even though he was the last to be created. That's Ochav Akedem, according to the Mabul Omar, Znav. Zog Mal Bishlam, Mabul Omar, Parzuf, Hanichsiv, Vayitzer, Tre Yudin. It says Vayitzer, two Yuds, because of two Yitziras, the Yitzir of Adam and Chava, the two faces. Elamandom is Nav. That's not two faces. My Vayitzer. It's going on something else. Kedem Shimon Pazi. Don't remember Shimon Pazi. Oily mi Yitzri, oily mi Yitzri. Person has to always be in control, and he's always to be on guard. He has to be oilim yoytzri, oilim yitzri. You have to be careful about yitzhara, and if you fall in, you have to worry about yoytzri. So it's oilim yoytzri, oilim yitzri. That's the vayitzar. Zok mal bishlem lamandom a parzuf, hanichsiv zochav nekev borom.
And Zachav and Akeva, the two parts of him. Elamando is Nav, my Zachav and Akeva Borom. What's the two Zachav and Akevas? So Gemara lechet Rabavo, the Rabavro Rami. There's a contradiction. Ksiv it says in the pasuk Zachav and Akeva Borom. Uksiv in another pasuk it says Ki betzelam elikim bara oisoi. Singular wasn't created together. Zachav and Akeva, two parts of him. It's mashma bara oisoi. So Gemara betchila also machshava livroi shnayim. Originally, the Abishon wanted to create them as shnayim, meaning together as one. They were created separately. Not the Pshat, the Abish changed his mind. First he wanted to create one, two together as one, and then I made them separately. No. The original intent was that one should be created, al das, that it should be separated into two. That's the Pshat in the Tchila and the Besoiv. You need to do a constructive surgery after you remove the partsuf, so you have to close up the whole back of the head. There's no major surgery. Why is that constructive surgery you have to do? What do you have to close up? If you remove the tail, you have to still close up the place of the surgery where you remove the tail. Yes, you don't need constructive surgery when you remove a face from the back, but you still have to do a type of surgery, and that's by Yizgar, just to close up the hole. Bishlam Ramandom is Nav, Hanichsiv, Vayiven. He built from his Nav into a person. But if you took a face that was existing already, that's not Vayiven, that's not creating. Elamandom Apartsuf, my Vayiven, and to the Gemara of Shim ben Manasseh. The Dosh of Shimon Menasi, even Hashem Lekim is at Sela, Melamed, Shekila, Kodesh Bochu, Lechavo, Hakodesh Bochu braided Chavo, he braided her hair. Vaiviola Odom Rishon, he brought it to Odom Rishon, Shkain, the Kachayam, in the distant islands over the oceans, they call Kliosa, Kungli Kliosa, how do they call a braid? Bniosa, the building. So that's what, like we had in Shabbos, to braid is called a binyan. So that's what's also on Shabbos. But the point is, we see it's called Vayiven, even though it's not a partsuf, it's a znav, but it's Vayiven, meaning he braided her hair. He created Chava like a binyan oitza. What does that mean? A storage, where you hold something in a vase. What do you store? You store apples in there. You can't have the opening wide on the top and narrow in the bottom. The apples are going to fall out. It has to be the opposite. The bottom is wide, the top is narrow. Ma oitzer, zeh roch v'mato, it's wide on the bottom. V'kotz v'mato, and short on the top. Narrow, k'dei l'kabla seperos, in order that the fruit should remain in and not fall out. Afa isha rochov v'mato, she's wide and lower. V'kotzor v'mato, and narrow on the top. K'dei l'kabla sevlad, to be kabla to accept the vlad. We'll stop over here. Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, four lines from the top.